Good evening, everybody, and welcome into Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill, and pleased to be bringing you Hillcats action here this evening as they will take on the Columbia Fireflies for the fourth time this series, and the fourth time all time. Right now, the Hillcats lead the all-time series 2-1 after their victory last night, a 6-0 defeat of the Fireflies, as they scored all six of their runs in the eighth inning. It was a scoreless shutout ball game all the way up until then, a pitcher's duel, if you will. Then the Hillcats erupted after showing some patience at the plate for that 6-run inning. Those of you who are outside of Lynchburg, it is a miracle in and of itself that we are having a ball game here this evening, as many people in this area woke up to the sound of their phones going off with tornado warnings. And throughout the day, there has been nasty weather and even a tornado warning right before first pitch was officially scheduled. We had one leading up until 6:15, but the field is in immaculate condition. The tarp was pulled, and we have baseball here this evening. But for right now, let's go ahead and toss it down to Andre Vile for tonight's starting lineup and the national anthem.
Let's make some noise for 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats. In right field, number 34, Fred. In center field, number 17, Luis Durango. In left field, number 22, Isaiah Green. At first base, number 33, Wilfried Peralta. At second base, number 1, Jake Fox. At shortstop, number 2, Zion Frias. At third base, number 8, Marlon Solentino. Your catcher is number 13, Richard Potts. Your designated hitter is number 7, Joe Donovan. And your starting pitcher is number 15, Reed Johnson. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome Tim Neely.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets ran well, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Tim Neely.
It is almost time for baseball here in the Hill City. Once again, my name is Jason Prill inside Bank of the James Stadium, and we have a fun one in store here this evening as the Lynchburg Hillcats, a half game out of first place, will look to try and creep into that spot at least for a tie here this evening as they take on the Columbia Fireflies. on the mound for the Hillcats this evening, none other than Reed Johnston. Reed Johnston making his first career professional start, as he has been in the piggyback role for Franco Alleman. But Alleman will be flipping that duty tonight and coming in for relief later in this ballgame. Johnston is making his eighth appearance of the season in 26 innings. He's 1-0 with a 3.12 ERA, 26 strikeouts, and only 6 walks. In his last outing against Salem, he came on in relief, pitched 5 innings of 4-hit baseball, gave up 3 runs, only 2 of them were earned, 1 walk and 5 strikeouts. The 6'4 right-hander from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, went to NC State for college, so instead of his hometown school, he stuck in that triangle down there near Raleigh-Durham and chose the Wolfpack. But now, he's a Hillcat, and he's on the mound here this evening. He will face a lineup for the Fireflies that looks a little like this. The center fielder, River Town, leading off. Batting second, the third baseman, Rubendi Jaquez. Batting third, the left fielder, Darryl Collins. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, Guillermo Quintana. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Eric Pena. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Gary Camarillo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Kyle Hayes. And batting eighth, the second baseman, Omar Florentino. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Josh Rivera. Those will be the nine that Reed Johnston will be scheduled to face for the first time as a starting pitcher. As we have a slight delay as the spikes that are supposed to go behind the mound are being nailed in so pitchers can clean off their cleats. Very important and useful tool. We had those removed before the game because of the rain delay. An hour long. First pitch was originally slated for 6:30, and it is currently 7:32, as Rivertown will step into the batter's box. And the first pitch from Reed Johnston, inside and all the way to the backstop for ball one. And so we are underway here in Lynchburg at 7:32. The first pitch temperature. This one is upstairs for ball two. 64 degrees. As the 2-0 now on its way from Johnston. Grounded over toward first, but foul. And it'll be 2-1. Rivertown has appeared in all 4 of the games here this series. And he only has 1 base hit, and that broke up the no-hitter on Tuesday night. The 2-1 skied foul and out of play. 2-2. But that's been kind of the calling card for these Fireflies in this series. They have struggled at the dish. The 2-2. Outside, and the count goes full. This series, the Fireflies are batting 8 for 92. That is an average equivalent to .086, well below the Mendoza line. 3-2. Swung on, driven foul down the right field line and out of play. And that's nothing to take away from the Hillcats pitching. They have played a huge role in that low number, but the Fireflies offense has not been up to par as Town fouls it off his ankle and comes up a little gimpy. For comparison, last night they had 2 hits. The night before, 3 hits. And the night before that, a no-hitter until the 8th inning. And then they picked up 3 hits. They've scored a total of 3 runs. Only 2 of them have been earned. And so their offense clearly struggling to get going here in this series, as Rivertown still taking some moment to try to get some strength back in that back ankle, as Johnston is on the mound and into his motion for the 3-2. Popped up right behind home plate and into the skyboxes behind the dish. They'll try again. couple of the Hillcats made their way up there before the game. They snuck up and are hanging out. 3-2. Inside out swing over the head of Tolentino. Ranging over, tries to reach over like Willie Mays, but can't make the catch. And so that'll be a leadoff base hit on a jam shot out to left field by Rivertown. That'll bring up Rubendi Jaquez, who is now batting second. We're going to get the trainer to come out here as Rivertown still struggling over there at first base. And he's grimacing mightily as the trainer will take a look at his ankle. That'll be Nevin Dominguez, who will take a look at the center fielder tonight for Columbia. He will stay in as he gets clearance. Still in a little bit of pain, but they need his bat potential in the lineup. As Jaquez will now step up into the box from the left-hand side with a runner aboard and nobody away here in the top of the first inning. Johnston fires this one in there for a called strike. Dollar dog night at the ballpark as the sun creeping out for the first time in a while. Haven't seen that since earlier this afternoon. The 0-1. Rounded over toward first. Just foul. Peralta was playing in front of the bag and was in position to step on it and throw down to second. But foul was called by the home plate umpire. The two-strike pitch. Outside, ball one. Johnston tried to get him reaching. Johnston works with a two-seam and four-seam fastball slider and circle changeup. Now the pitch. Rounded over toward third. In between the legs of Tolentino, and it knocked him off balance. Town around second. He will cruise into third. And Jaquez, on the air, will be at second base as that one went into left field after the misplay by Tolentino. Would have been a double play, but instead, there's runners on second and third and nobody away here in the first inning. That'll bring up Darryl Collins. Tolentino not playing in his natural shortstop position. Still less comfortable over at third as that one came in hot. And caught him in between hops and it went right through his legs. And he stumbled backward a few steps. So now Johnston will have to work out of trouble here. Head in the count 0-1. This one catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 0-2. He has been pounding the strike zone so far. 10 of his 14 pitches have been for strikes. Runners on second and third, nobody away here. As this pitch in the dirt for ball one. Johnston, the 19th round pick of the Guardians last season, goes into the motion. Inside, just misses as a couple kids behind home plate rang him up. But unfortunately, they're not the umpire here this evening. And now the 2-2. As this one skied into left field, Green ranges over a couple steps, will glove it and fire in. Town will score with ease, and Jaquez will have to remain at second on the throw from Green. But Columbia will play from in front here early on. which they did the other night in their victory. Though Cats just struggled to put anything on the board in that ball game. And tonight, that may be another challenge as well, as it will be going up against arguably the Fireflies' best pitcher in Ben Caderna. First pitch now to Guillermo Quintana. Inside, ball one. That run will most likely be unearned on the air from Tolentino. The 1-0, Johnston takes a look at second and fires a slider that misses the zone. And it's 2-0. One away here in the top of the first. One run already in for the Fireflies as Jaquez, dancing off second, watches a strike come in to his teammate. Keen batting .231 on the season, 6 home runs, 19 RBIs. Is a power threat here as the wind has completely subdued. Now the 2-1. Runner goes towards third, inside with the slider, the throw down. Almost into left field as Tolentino had to lay out to save that one. As now there will be a runner on third and one away. So another stolen base for the Fireflies this series. As Jaquez will swipe the free bag. A 3-1. Cut on and missed, and it's a full count. Had him out in front. And so Johnston would love to tire this batter, not have to worry about that runner at third, and just focus on the next hitter. The payoff pitch, foul down the right field line just barely as an inside-out swing by Quintana. You were a Hillcat fan there. You were leaning toward the right side of the field trying to tip the scales. They'll do it again. Johnston already up near 25 pitches. Only one away. The 3-2. Good slider fouled away. And we'll reset again. Long at bat here for Quintana, as this will be the 8th pitch to the cleanup hitter. Runner on third, one away. One run already in for the Fireflies. Swung on and missed right into the glove of Paz for out number 2. It's a big strikeout for Reed Johnston, his first of the ball game. That'll bring up Eric Pena, who, though his average may not prove this, he's been a difficult out for the Hillcats this series. And in the home run and in game 2. This one just a bit outside, 1-0. Flag now slightly blowing toward home plate as Johnston comes set and fires. Just a bit outside, 2-0. Rivertown single to lead off the ball game over the head of Tolentino, and then Rubendi Jaquez dribbled one right between his legs. As the 2-0 in there for a called strike. And then the sacrifice fly by Collins scored the run. Outside again, and it's a 3-1 count to Pena. You'd have to assume he'll be swinging here as he has some pop in that bat from the left-hand side. Love to get a hold of one and extend this lead, the 3-1. He did have the green light, and it's a full count. His home run on Wednesday evening was a no-doubt shot to right field in the second inning as everyone just turned and waved. Now the payoff pitch with 2 away. Slider just missed as everyone in the field thought that was Strike three. But Pena patiently watched that one go by, and he worked a walk. That'll bring up Gary Camarillo. Camarillo, not known for his bat, as Omir Santos, the manager, is making his way to the mound now. I don't see any arm loosening up in the bullpen. And he has not made a motion thus far. This might just be a chance to talk to his right-hander making his first start. And it's hard. If you're Johnston, you expected, and he's going to be pulled. So kind of a shocking decision here that Reed Johnston can't even make it out of the first inning as he was up over 30 pitches and had only recorded two outs. And it'll be Bronny Munoz who will come in. So we'll meet him right after this timeout. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So the Hillcats already going to their bullpen here in the first inning, as they only trail 1-0, but Reed Johnston had a short leash here tonight as he has struggled to get out of the first inning. He made 32 pitches and only recorded two outs. That'll bring in Bronny Munoz. Munoz, a returner to Lynchburg, making his ninth appearance of the season, 17 and two-thirds innings. 1-1 with a 4.08 ERA this season. 22 strikeouts and 2 walks. We'll see how long he has on the mound, as we do expect at some point to see Franco Alleman. Munoz, in his last appearance, gave up a solo shot on the first pitch that he made in the bottom of the ninth inning to end the ball game. So hoping to have a better result here as Gary Camarillo in the box. Runner off from first. Actually, he holds. It's foul tipped behind Paz. And so it'll be strike one. A lot going on there on that first pitch from Munoz, as Pena over at first didn't get a good jump and held up. Trying to test the arm of Paz. The 0-1, now he goes. Pitches up high. The throw is down, and now the runner is caught in a pickle. And now they're going to have a decision to make. They will tag out the runner at first before the runner from third can score. So the run will not count. And that'll be out number three, as Pena did everything he could to extend that play long enough for Rubendi Jaquez to bolt toward the dish. But he got caught in between and got caught watching and waiting. And Jake Fox finally committed to going after the base runner. And he beat him with the tag before the runner could score. So that's the way the first inning ends. It's only 1-0. But it's been a wild one so far. We head to the bottom half of the first inning. Hillcats down by one. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Hillcats trail 1-0 after a wild end of the top of the first inning. The Columbia Fireflies now in the field after the base running error by Eric Pena and Rubendi Jaquez allowed the final out to be recorded without the runner coming home. On the mound for the Fireflies will be Ben Caderna, making his second career appearance. In his first professional start, he went 3 2/3 innings, allowed one hit and one run, five strikeouts and one walk against Myrtle Beach. He works four-seam change-up curveball. Luis Durango to lead off for the Hillcats as the first pitch from Caderna in there for a called strike at 93 miles an hour. Durango, Fox, Burgos, Tolentino, Green, Frias, Paz, Donovan, and Peralta, the starting nine. The 0-1 inside, ball one. From left to right in the field, Collinstown, Camarillo in the outfield, Jaquez, Rivera, Florentino, Quintana, and the infield, and Hayes behind the dish. The 1-1 fouled away by Durango. And it's 1-2, and he gives a look back toward the crowd as somebody was screaming obnoxiously. Now the 1-2 from Caderna. Fouled off. He'll try again. Caderna, one of the three pitchers selected in the first four rounds for the Royals organization, as Durango fights this one off to short. Rivera fires to first, and just in time to get the speedy Durango for out number one. So that'll bring up Jake Fox. Fox last night had a rough evening at the dish. Looking to have a better one here tonight, as he went 0-3 in the win. Has kind of struggled this series overall, but he did have a key RBI the other night. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. That RBI would tie up the game and send it to extras. The 0-1. Line foul. Strike two. Fox's average has dipped to 242. As he's still trying to make his adjustment to pro ball, that transition from high school to this level, and be challenging. Third pitch of the at-bat inside, ball one. But Jake Fox has handled it well. He's become a favorite of the team, the 1-2. Cut on and missed for strike three, and Jake Fox goes down swinging here in the first, and Caderna picks up another strikeout to add to his season total. Caderna from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Drafted in the second round of last year's draft. This one in there to Burgos for a called strike. We saw their first-round pick a couple nights ago and their fourth-round pick two nights ago. This pitch outside, ball one. As two away here in the bottom half of the first. Burgos grounds this one over the head of Caderna behind the second base bag. Rivera ranges over and flips on to first to retire Burgos. We're out number three. So the Hillcats go 1-2-3 here in the first inning, and they trail 1-0. We'll be right back with more Hillcats action coming up after this. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Bronny Munoz back out there to begin the second inning. He came out for a batter, but the base running blunder by Pena that got him picked off and didn't allow Jaquez to score ended the inning. And so Gary Camarillo will be back out here to start the second after being left stranded in the batter's box as everything went down in the field. First pitch to Camarillo. Just a bit outside, ball one. These umpires have had an interesting strike zone this series. Talked to some of the players. Both sides haven't been too pleased. 1-0. Swinging strike on a pitch up near his shoulders. 1-1. Munoz comes set, now fires. Bounces it in front of home plate. 2-1. Last night, the game was cruising for a while as we were in the fifth inning. Actually, I think we hit the sixth before we had hit an hour of game time. 2-1. Driven into deep left field. Over the head of Green, a bat flip from Camarillo. And that one will not be coming back as the Fireflies extend their lead here on the home run from Gary Camarillo. And you can hear some of the Fireflies chirping a little bit, as that has kind of been the tension between these two teams all series long. A lot of words spoken, and neither team taking too kindly to anything. First pitch here fouled away and out of play by Kyle Hayes for strike one. Hillcats down 2-0, but continuing with what I was saying, the Hillcats yesterday found themselves in a benches-clearing incident with the Fireflies as tensions boiled over. And the 0-1. Ball outside, 1-1. And I would not be surprised if that bat flip from Camarillo ramped him up again. Grounded over towards short. Frias ranges behind the bag. Flips on to first for out number one. A lot of that is just speculation and just trying to read the atmosphere and environment down on the field. But it's very clear to see to anybody that's been around these teams this week that tensions have been high. As Omar Florentino will now step into the box. He takes outside, ball one. Munoz comes set. And it's fouled off behind the dish, 1-1. Florentino batting 0-91 in the season. As the 1-1 for Munoz. Missing a bit outside, 2-1. The Hillcats will have some work to do as they trail 2-0 here in the second inning with one away. The pitch. Missing low again, 3-1. And Munoz does not want to just fire a strike in there. Any of these Fireflies could turn on one. Catches the outside corner with the off-speed pitch at 87 miles an hour. Florentino thought he had worked a walk, but the count now runs full. Payoff pitch from Munoz. Fouled away. And we'll try again. Now Munoz comes set. And fires the 3-2. Bottom of the strike zone. Called strike three. Got him looking. Florentino, after he thought he had worked a walk, was a hop, skip, and a jump down the first baseline as home plate umpire rung him up for out number two. That'll bring up Josh Rivera. Rivera making his first start of the series as this one fouled back for strike one. Rivera batting 115, four RBIs. Takes this one down and in, 1-1. So Munoz trying to get out of this inning without allowing any more damage after the solo shot from Camarillo. The 1-1. Healthy cut from Rivera, and he's down to the count 1-2. The two-strike pitch. Cut on and missed on the breaking ball on the inside corner for strike three and out number three. As the Fireflies add another run on the solo shot from Camarillo. They now lead 2-0. The Hillcats coming to bat. We'll be right back after this timeout. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently trail 2-0. As Ben Caderna back out for the start of the second inning for the Fireflies. Caderna went 1-2-3 through the Hillcats in the first. He will now face Tolentino, Isaiah Green, and Dian Frias. Caderna looking to capitalize on that excellent start against the best team in the Carolina League last series. As even though he only gave up one run, he was still saddled with the loss. Because Fireflies just could not put up runs. Not an issue so far tonight as they are up 2-0. And the Hillcats will have some work to do. Milan Tolentino into the box now. That's the pitch from Caderna. Fired inside corner for a strike. Tolentino had a big single that broke it open yesterday in that eighth inning, the 0-1. Breaking ball at his back foot, 1-1. Tolentino batting 382. The pitch. Missing inside again, 2-1. And I'm not sure necessarily what counts toward the season records. The 2-1 fouled away to 2-2. But right now, he would hold the all-time Hillcats batting average record if the season ended today. He grounds this one up the middle. Florentino ranges over off his back foot, fires it on a dime to Quintana for out number one. That'll ring up Isaiah Green. Who has been looking very confident at the dish here this series and even toward the end of the Salem series as he's boosted his average to 252. Pitch from Kaderna. Green thought about it but takes a strike. Kaderna into the motion. And another strike on the fastball, 94 miles an hour from the right-hander. Once again, into the motion. Inside, ball one. Relying heavily on that fastball. Maybe is going to try to catch him off balance here with the breaking ball. 1-2. Went with the high cheese and got him swinging for second strikeout of the night for Kaderna. Going to bring up Dian Frias, who hit a double in the eighth inning off the Piedmont Floor Show sign in right. Kind of secured the fate for the Fireflies. Frias thought about it, but takes a strike. The 0-1. In the dirt, 1-1. And Kaderna has been pounding the strike zone here early, making quick work of the Hillcats as he's faced five batters and set them all down. Frias comes out swinging 1-2. So Kaderna, with a two-strike pitch, foul tipped at the dish, and the count will stay 1-2. Saw some frustration from the Hillcats against the Fireflies for some of their quick pitches. Not seeing that much here this evening. Frias takes down and in to even the count at 2. Green stepped out 2 or 3 times the other night before hitting a triple. 2-2. Down low again, and the count runs full. So a good job here by Frias to remain patient at the dish, which was one of the keys to the game that played inside the stadium, is to be patient. Payoff pitch. Healthy cut from Frias on the off-speed pitch as he was expecting the fastball. And he goes down swinging, so Kaderna, 6 up, 6 down here on a Friday night baseball game in Lynchburg. We'll be right back with the third inning after this. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently trail 2-0. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Ronnie Munoz back out here for the third inning, trying to avoid the home run bug that plagued him in the second that extended the lead by another run. When looking at the stats, the Fireflies have 262 hits this year and 26 home runs. That means 10% of their swings have been via the long ball. First pitch here in there for a strike to Rivertown. He singled and came around to score in the first, after the error by Tolentino allowed him to advance to third. 0-1. Fisted into center field. Durango coming in on it. We'll put it away for out number one. That's the first time the leadoff batter has been retired for the Fireflies. Rubendi Jaquez now to the dish. He slapped it through the legs of Tolentino. Back in the first. He squares around a bunt right at Tolentino. Bare hand grab, flip onto first. Not in time as Jaquez beat him down the line. A good play there, though, from Tolentino. Did all he could. But Jaquez, a little too quick. Got to bring up Darryl Collins. He had a sacrifice fly that scored the runner in the first. Jaquez is a threat to steal. He stole third 2 innings ago. He leads off first. First pitch outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 from Munoz. Up high, ball two. Oz is only 3 for 20 when it comes to catching runners. 2-0. Just misses low to Darryl Collins. And the count is now 3-0. Runner holds as this one catches the outside edge. 3-1. Can hear the crowd trying to get into the head of Darryl Collins. That's the 3-1 on its way. First to pick off, move to first. Back with the dive is Jaquez. As one away here in the third inning. Tries to go outside again, but nibbled too much, and Collins works a walk. Got to bring up Guillermo Quintana. He struck out back in the first inning. But now he'll have runners on first and second with one away here. And a 2-0 lead. Fireflies playing with the lead for the second time this series. They've already matched their series high hit total at 3. Breaking ball misses low. 1-0, as Paz stands up and gives some instructions to his right-hander. Trying to get him focused, get him to throw a strike. The pitch. This one finds the zone for a called strike. Count is even. Jaquez at second, Collins at first. Munoz trying to dodge trouble. The 1-1. Healthy cut. I blew it by him. 1-2. Quintana down in the count. 1-2. The pitch. To a breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. Infield in double play depth, trying to get that inning-ending double play if this one is hit on the ground. Pitch right down Main Street, and Quintana watched as the parade went by. His second strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Eric Pena. Pena walked and then got caught in the rundown to end the first inning. Takes a big swing at the first pitch here on a off-speed pitch, 0-1. The 0-1 just misses outside, 1-1. Pitch. Drive into right center field. Durango ranging over right in front of the wall. Reaches up and makes the catch for out number three. So Pena gave it a ride. But Durango, with his speed, was able to track it down on the warning track for out number three. So two runners get aboard here in the third, but cannot come around. We had the bottom half of the third inning. Hillcats trailing 2-0. The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats currently trail 2-0 to the Columbia Fireflies. As the Hillcats trying to get back into first place in the Carolina League, can only hope for a tie of first tonight as Carolina and Kannapolis have been postponed. The other game of note, Fredericksburg and Salem, they have also been postponed for a doubleheader later this weekend. The Hillcats can move into a tie with Carolina tonight if they can crawl their way back here as Richard Paz steps up to the dish. He takes the ball inside. Hillcats still without a base runner tonight as they've gone 1-2-3 in both of the first two innings. Paz takes outside again, 2-0. Richard Paz batting 235. Slaps this one into left field, but Collins ranges toward the line and puts it away for out number one. We've noticed that Fireflies have been playing more shallow than they might for other teams, as the Hillcats, not typically a power-hitting team. That's where you miss a bat like Will Bartlett, who can change the score with one swing. Donovan into the box now, swings at a breaking ball in the dirt, 0-1. Donovan has boosted his average to 197 recently, as the 0-1 fired in there for a strike. So Donovan behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. And a slip on the mound by Kaderna as his back foot slipped off the rubber. And the count is now 1-2. Pitch. And blew it right by him for out number two. So 8-up, 8-down for Ben Kaderna as that ERA continues to drop for the rookie right-hander. Go free Peralta now to try to extend this inning, as Kaderna has been pounding the strike zone. And as I say that, he throws one inside for ball one. Kaderna has not even made 40 pitches. 1-0. Catching the inside part of the plate, 1-1. Two away here in the bottom of the third. Hillcats trailing 2-0 as Peralta fouls this one off down the first baseline. 1-2. Runs have been hard to come by for the Hillcats this series, as other than two big innings, they've only scored three runs. A They scored two in the fifth on Tuesday night and one run in the ninth on Wednesday. As this one blown right by Peralta for out number three, the fifth strikeout of the night for Ben Cadorna. He has looked excellent so far. As we head to the fourth, Hillcats trailing 2-0.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats currently trail 2-0 as we head to the fourth inning. Bronny Munoz back out there again for another inning of relief. Reed Johnston couldn't go one full inning after he struggled to get out of that first, allowing several base runners. A couple of them weren't really his fault, as there was the error that should have been a double play. I'm kind of shocked that he had such a short leash. When you're fighting for the first half crown like the Hillcats are, you don't have much wiggle room when battling with a team like Carolina. So leading off will be Gary Camarillo. His home run in the second was a no-doubter over the left field scoreboard. He was the first batter that Bronny Munoz had faced. Since then, Munoz has settled in a little bit. And this pitch up high, ball one. Munoz fires. And it's slapped into the netting, 1-1. Munoz takes a long look in. Now comes set. Fires it right past Camarillo. For strike two. Hillcats trailing 2-0. In the top of the fourth. The 1-2. High swing and a miss from Camarillo. And Munoz picks up another strikeout. His fourth in relief. That'll bring up Kyle Hayes. If you're tuning in to us here this evening, feel free to give us a tweet at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where you're tuning in from. We love to hear from all of our supporters, or you can follow us on Instagram at LYN Hillcats as well. Let's pitch in there for a called strike to Kyle Hayes. Appreciate those of you who waited out the rain delay with us. Game got started an hour late. It's down and away, 1-1. Hayes still looking for his first hit of the season. Munoz fires and misses a bit outside, 2-1. As this umpire continues to have a tight strike zone. And Munoz backs him off the plate a little bit and turns him around, and it's 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Catches the bottom of the zone for strike number two. So full count now. As the pitch comes in, and just a bit wide for ball four. So Hayes will work a walk with one away. And as Omar Florentino will now step into the box. Florentino struck out looking. Back in the second. Runner goes for second. Swing and a miss. The throw down. Well in time, but it hits off the head of Hayes, and he is down in a heap as Frias tagged him high. And the ball goes flying into left field. As Kyle Hayes thought he was retired. The ball popped out of Frias' glove. So he will be safe at second. The throw was there well in time, and he should have been retired, but Frias placed the tag a little too high and didn't grip it hard enough as the ball squirted loose into center field. So Kyle Hayes will pick up the stolen base. He now stands at second with one away. Seems like every time the Fireflies get a runner on the board, get a runner on, they send him. This pitch up high, ball one. Florentino now will try to bring home that runner. Munoz checks second, comes home. Fought off into the outfield. Left center, Green ranges over, puts it away. As Hayes thought about it, and it bounced right off of the glove of Frias, but a good job by Tolentino to range over and back that up. And Hayes will have to hold at second. That'll bring up Josh Rivera with the runner in scoring position. He also struck out in the second. So Munoz would love to retire the batter here and get out of this inning. The Hillcats still trailing by two. First pitch in the dirt. Good block by Paz. 1-0. It's always dangerous when that ball goes in the dirt with the runner aboard. If it squeaks by him, that's an easy extra bag. And occasionally, depending on the speed, could be two. The 1-0. Grounded over towards short. Frias with a backhand flip and fires to third. The tag by Tolentino in time as he took the risky play there and tired the runner at third instead of going toward first. He was going to have a difficult throw off his back foot. And so the inning is over. And the Hillcats still trail by two. We head to the fourth. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats, trailing 2-0, will face another inning of Ben Caderna. Caderna has pitched to perfection here through the first three, not allowing a hit or a base runner. As the Hillcats bats still struggling to come alive. It'll be Durango, Fox, and Burgos, the three due up. As Caderna will continue to run, or attempt to continue to run roughshod through this lineup. This is really the first series of the season where the bats just have not been clicking for the Hillcats. And it happens to every team. This is just not the time that you want it to happen if you're the Hillcats, as they're fighting for first place. Durango now, from the left-hand side, it'll be a righty-on-lefty matchup. Goderna into the motion as Durango squares around and tries to bunt at it. And they'll say he offered on a pitch down low for strike one. The wind has completely died down as Durango watches this one come in a little low, 1-1. 1-1 from Goderna, up and in, 2-1. So it'll be interesting to see if Durango will square around to bunt again as the infield, just the third baseman playing in on the grass. And instead, he comes out swinging and slaps it the other way and onto the clubhouse roof and out of play. 2-2. Goderna into the motion. Fires it low as Durango showing some patience here. Maybe for the first time tonight for the Hillcats. There is an arm warming up in the Fireflies bullpen. Payoff pitch. And just a bit high. Everyone kind of froze waiting for the call from the umpire. But nothing came, and Durango will be the first base runner for the Hillcats. That'll bring up Jake Fox. Fox struck out back in the first. Now has a runner aboard. Durango, seemingly every time he stepped on first, has taken off for second at some point during the course of the at-bat. First pitch from Goderna. A bit outside, ball one. Durango does have 12 stolen bases on the year as we're going to get our first look from John Habian, the Fireflies pitching coach, who wants to have a word with Goderna, probably about the speed of Durango at first. Durango, 12 for 16, has been thrown out four times, and a couple of those have been closer than those numbers would lead you to believe. As Will Bartlett, standing on the top step of the dugout, just staring at the mound visit. Not moving, not blinking. Haven't seen that one before. As he steps down now. With the 1-0 count. Infield in double play depth and the corners pulled in. Durango back toward first with a dive as Quintana was playing about a foot off the bag toward the mound. Trying to catch that ball a little quicker. The 1-0, the runner goes right down the heart of the plate. The throw down to second is in time and Durango is retired with the stolen base. Attempt for out number one. So the Hillcats had a runner aboard. Now we'll have the bases empty as Goderna fired a fastball right down Main Street. A good job by Hayes to throw down. It's pitched down low. 2-1. Goderna into the motion. Fox takes a healthy cut on the breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2. Now the two-strike pitch. Right at the knees, but inside. And the count goes full. So Goderna having to work here for the first few batters of the fourth inning. Hillcats trying to get to that bullpen. Payoff pitch. Fouled away by Fox. He'll try again. Hillcats trailing 2-0 as the pitch comes in, lined into right field for a base hit from Jake Fox, a much-needed base hit for the Hillcats. As he took a changeup and pulled it into right, Hillcats will have another base runner aboard here with one away. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos as Tony Pena Jr. will remain in the dugout for another hitter. First pitch to Burgos. up high, ball one. As you have to wonder how long the leash is on Kaderna. He's still adjusting to pro ball, only in his second start. Fox at first. The pitch. Outside 2-0. Tried to go back door. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Fireflies. No runs, one hit, one error for the Hillcats. 2-0 pitch. This one finds the inside corner for a strike, and Burgos not a fan. Has a few words for the home plate umpire. This duo has heard quite a few of those words this series. 2-1. Runner fakes towards second as Burgos fouls it off. And Jaquez ranges over and puts it away in foul territory for out number two. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. He grounded out to second back in the second inning. He'll step in with a runner aboard and two away. Kaderna trying to get out of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Tolentino comes out swinging 0-1. Good fastball, blew it by him. Fox takes his lead. Now Kaderna fires. Breaking ball that didn't break, 1-1. Tolentino with an OPS of 980. By far leads the team. The 1-1, but first a pickoff move over the head of the first baseman, and Fox will advance down to second as Quintana could not glove it. And so Tolentino will now have a runner in scoring position with two away. That's the danger of throwing over there. Is a ball can sneak through. You could find yourself in the same situation that you were trying to avoid. So the 1-1 now to Tolentino, who has a runner at second. Inside, 2-1. Hillcats still looking for that first run. Last night it came in the eighth. Tonight they're trying to get it in the fourth. Catches the inside corner with the fastball, 2-2. One on, two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ben Kaderna trying to get out of it. Tolentino calls time. Try and throw Kaderna off his game and maybe leave one over the heart of the plate. Now the 2-2. Right at the knees and almost hit him. The count runs full. If Tolentino were to reach, Isaiah Green would be on deck. Payoff pitch. Rounded right up the middle, off the mound, right into the arms of Rivera, who throws on to first for out number three. Rivera was shading over to cover Fox at second. And the inning is over, as the Hillcats still cannot break through here in this ballgame. We head to the fifth, Hillcats trailing 2-0.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcat's mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats down 2-0 here. As a new pitcher on the mound, Franco Alleman, typically a starter, is coming on in relief. As Brony Munoz, his day is done. Goes 3 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned off the solo shot from Gary Camarillo. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. He'll turn it over to Alleman, who's making his 8th appearance. Just under 25 innings pitched, an 0-5 record, and 8.39 ERA. 26 strikeouts and 10 walks. 4-seam, 2-seam, changeup, slider, curveball. 21 years old from Cuba. Was the 10th round pick last year of the Guardians. In his last outing, he struggled against Salem, goes 3 innings, giving up 7 hits, 6 runs, all of them earned. 1 walk and 2 strikeouts before a long rain delay caused the Hillcats to have to wait it out. He now steps in to face Rivertown. First pitch of the night. Healthy cut on a two-seamer outside, 0-1. Alleman trying to build some confidence, which is why they moved him into this piggyback role. The 0-1. Fouled back into the curtain, 0-2. As he has been the Hillcats pitcher that has been the most peppered this season. Now the 2-strike pitch to Town. It's fouled back. They'll try again. Alleman. High hopes for him this season. He's still trying to find that comfort zone. The 0-2. Lined into left field, but right into the arms of Green, who will glove it and put it away for out number one. Got to bring up Rubendi Jaquez, who has reached base both times here tonight. First via the air in the first, and then via a single in the third. He would get into scoring position both times, but Fireflies could not bring him home. He watches the first pitch outside for ball one. Alleman stands at 6'6", 238. This one fouled away, 1-1. Hillcats in there all whites. Columbia in there all grays. The pitch. Tries to go with a backdoor slider. It didn't break enough. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. Tries to go back inside and can't catch that corner either. The count is now 3-1. He looks in. Now comes set and fires. This one fought off into left field again. Green charging for it, but that'll drop in for a base hit. Around first, Jaquez will run into second as the throw comes in, not in time. And that'll be a one-out double for Columbia. And they have now surpassed their game high in hits for this series with 4. We're only in the 5th inning. As Darryl Collins will step in. Runner on second, 1 away here. Fireflies up 2-0. Crowd continues to give Darryl Collins a hard time here. As Alleman fires this one in there, or called strike. Darryl, as you hear them heckle him, is 0 for 1. As he grounds this one over towards second to move the runner to third. Loved by Fox. And a fire on to first for out number 2. That'll bring up Guillermo Quintana. Quintana, 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Watched one go right over the heart of the dish back in the third. He steps in with a runner in scoring position and 2 away. Alleman, he fires and misses a bit outside, ball 1. A scoreless inning here for Alleman would do wonders for his confidence as he continues to search for his role. The 1-0. That one in there for a called strike, 1-1. He's also trying to make sure this one doesn't get any farther out of reach for the Hillcats as they're only down 2-0, but the way they're swinging, it was like a mammoth deficit. This one in there for a called strike, a fake throw to third by Paz had Jaquez awkwardly scrambling for the bag. A bit of confusion there as Quintana has some words for the home plate umpire, and so does the Fireflies bench, but now they settle in. 2-strike pitch from Alleman. Lined into right field, charging hard as Burgos trying to get there as it slices into the corner, and it's a fair ball. One run will score as Quintana heads into second safely with a double. And it's a 3-0 lead for the Fireflies. So Alleman was a strike away from getting out of it. But a good job by Quintana to fight that off the other way. Or a base knock. Eric Pena into the box now. He walked back in the first and got caught in that long rundown. First pitch to him. Fastball down low, ball 1. Quintana takes his lead off second after giving the lead over to 3 runs instead of 2. Rounded over towards second by Pena. Fox gloves it and fires over to Peralta for out number 3, but not before the Fireflies add another run. It's a 3-run deficit as we head to the bottom half of the 5th. Hillcats trailing 3-0. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's free kids club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Petway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Ben Caderna's day is done. He pitched a gem of a ball game, going 4 innings, only allowing 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. As he will give way to Herribert Garcia, the right-handed reliever. Garcia, 4-seam, 2-seam, change-up slider. He's 2-2 with a 4.94 ERA. No saves, but a hold. Stands 6 foot 200 from Venezuela. In his last outing, he went 3 1/3 innings. Gave up 6 hits, 4 earned runs, and 6 strikeouts. So he does pound the zone pretty well. But has given up a few runs here recently. Isaiah Green into the box now as Garcia misses inside to open up his outing. The 1-0 from Garcia. Missing low, 2-0. Hillcats trailing 3-0 here. As Garcia back into his motion. And Green took a big cut instead of waiting for Garcia to throw a strike. And it's 2-1. The pitch. Inside, 3-1. Garcia has a long motion and a lot of movement, trying to deceive the hitters and catch them napping. Quick pitch here, 3-1. Up and in, and he walked him. And so Isaiah Green leads off the fifth inning with the free pass. That was the key to the Hillcats' success last night, as they walked six times in the final two innings when they scored six runs. That'll bring in Dion Frias, a strikeout victim in the second inning. Green over at first. Long look in from Garcia. Now he fires. And it's lined into right field. That'll drop in for a base hit. Green around second. He will go to third as that one rolls all the way into the corner. Santos holds him at third, and so runners will be at second and third with nobody out. So the Hillcats in striking distance now have something brewing here in the fifth inning. A nice approach at the dish from Dion Frias, who just tried to line it into right field and gave it enough juice to roll it all the way into the corner. That'll bring up Richard Paz. That's kind of the danger of the outfield playing slightly more shallow than maybe normal, as if a ball hits a gap, it can run for a mile. First pitch here to Paz. He takes the ball inside. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Two on, nobody away here in the bottom half of the fifth. Hillcats trying to break the scoreboard as Paz takes inside again. Two balls, no strikes. Last year with the Fireflies, Garcia went 0-4 with an 8.75 ERA, and three of those being starts. Eight appearances. 2-0. Paz swings at this one and fights it off down the third baseline, giving chase is Jaquez, and we'll watch it go into the Hillcats bullpen. Two balls, one strike now on the Hillcat catcher. A single could score two here, as Frias at second does have some speed. As the Hillcats could use any sort of momentum shift here. 2-1. Driven into center. Town settles underneath it. Puts it away. Both runners will tag. But Frias will go back and Green will score. So the Hillcats do have a run aboard now, as they now trail by two. The sacrifice fly by Richard Paz. That'll bring up Joe Donovan, with Frias standing at second with one away. Joe Donovan struck out back in the third. As the pitch comes in, outside for a ball. Donovan at his only home run of the year on the two-game trip to Fredericksburg, which was supposed to be a home game for the Hillcats. As the 1-0 now. And I got caught halfway, and he went through the zone 1-1. Herbert Garcia. Trying to retire Donovan here. as he fires back to second and throws it into center field on the short hop, and Frias will take third with ease. So a dangerous play to throw back towards second, and he glares at his second baseman and has some words for him as to why he couldn't get that ball picked. The runner will advance to third on the throwing error. And now Donovan, all he has to do is put this ball in play, and the run could score. Corners pulled in, middle infield, normal depth, 1-1. Catches the zone for a called strike, 1-2. It's a big run, currently standing on third base, one away. Two-strike pitch from Garcia. And Donovan swung right through it for strike three. He goes down for out number two. And that'll bring up Wilfrey Peralta. The Cats desperately need that run home from third as they still trail by two here in the fifth inning. Still a long ways to go, but you don't want to leave a runner stranded at third. Pitch to Peralta. In the dirt, a good job to block it by Hayes for ball one. Peralta, that's from the left-hand side against the righty. And he lines this one into center field, charging hard as town, and he puts it away in right center for out number three. The Hillcats score a run, but don't get any more, as they now trail by a score of 3-1. We head to the sixth right after this timeout.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats currently trail 3-1, as they need a win here to pull even with Carolina atop the Carolina League, North Division that is, as they will have some work to do. Here in the sixth, but first the Fireflies will try to extend that lead and make it a little bit more difficult. It'll be Camarillo, Hayes, and Florentino, the three due up, to face Franco Alleman. As Camarillo, the leadoff hitter here, led off the second with a bomb to left field. Three runs, five hits, one error for Columbia. One run, two hits, one error for Lynchburg. First pitch here from Alleman. Fouled back right off of the catcher for strike one. Alleman was a strike away from getting out of the fifth without allowing a run. But the two-out double by Quintana extended the lead as a good slider there has Camarillo out in front, 0-2. Two-strike pitch from Alleman. And he gets him again. That's the second strikeout of the night for Camarillo, the first for Alleman. And that's a big first out as Kyle Hayes now into the box. He walked and got thrown out at third on a fielder's choice to end the inning. Breaking ball down and away. One ball, no strikes. Comes out swinging on this one, and it's 1-1. Alleman, who if you listen closely, you can hear a grunt come in when he throws his heater. 1-1. You heard it right there. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. Tries to get every last ounce out of that arm as humanly possible. Now the 1-2. And he got him swinging 94 miles an hour with the fastball right down the heart of the dish. And Kyle Hayes goes down. Omar Florentino now with two away. As Alleman gave some extra juice on that last pitch. See what he does here to Florentino. Goes with the fastball again, grounded over to short. Frias double clutches and fires over to Peralta to retire Florentino in a 1-2-3 inning for Franco Alleman. A much-needed 1-2-3 inning, as that'll build some confidence. Hillcats still trail by two, though, as we head to the bottom half of the sixth. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Bottom of the sixth inning coming up at some point, hopefully this evening, as more rain in the forecast, as we will head to a delay. The umpires met with the head of the grounds crew here. As actually, hold on a minute. As grounds crew is currently waiting behind the tarp as the rain has not started to fall yet, and the umpires are now discussing everything with Tyler Bergen, the head groundskeeper for the Hillcats. And we will not go to a delay. Shows how much I know. There is rain in the forecast. But the Hillcats will have a chance here in the bottom half of the sixth. There is a large staff of people over behind the tarp on the third base line. As head coach Omir Santos hoping to get this next half inning in and maybe pile on a few runs. Game would be complete at this point, as we have completed five. The Hillcats want one last chance here. And so the hope is they can get through this, add a couple more runs before the tarp comes out. So it'll be a fight to the finish here, as we await the start of the bottom half of the inning. top of the order due up. Go up against Herbert Garcia. The teams had cleared off the field. And then we're told to come back out here. And so we're back underway. The tarp has been pulled twice today and placed out once. And they're on the verge of having to place it out again. You'd have to wonder if that might be the last time they place it on the field tonight as the rain beginning to fall. First pitch here to Luis Durango. Fouled back into the ankle of the umpire for strike one. Hillcats will probably come out more aggressively here as they try to beat the rain. Just a light rain falling right now as Garcia into the motion. Grounded right out in front of home plate. Garcia gloves it on the high hop, flips on to first for out number one. That'll ring up Jake Fox. Fox singled back in the fourth and advanced to second on the throwing error as the rain really beginning to pick up now. As all the fans who were sitting under uncovered seats are now heading for shelter. Bullpen now underneath the party deck. First pitch outside, ball one. A 1-0 pitch from Garcia. Down and in, two balls, no strikes. The sandbags have been removed from out in front of the tarp. As soon as the umpire gives a signal, they will pull. Three balls, no strikes on the inside corner. And Fox on the verge of working a walk. The pitch catches the bottom portion of the zone for strike one. Three-one. All four inside, and the Hillcats have a base runner here with one away. As Jorge Burgos will step into the box. For honest, it was a risk to start this game as the weather has been in and out of the area all evening. But now the rain back in Bank of the James Stadium. Fox leads off first, and Burgo steps into the box. He takes inside ball one. This might be exactly what Omir Santos was thinking by trying to get his team back out there for this inning. Maybe he'll lose some command. The 1-0, the runner goes. The pitch is in the strike zone. The throw down to second. Not in time, so Jake Fox swipes second. And the Hillcats will have a runner in scoring position with one away. Fox had a great jump off of Garcia. A good throw down to second. He slid right through the tag. That'll be his ninth stolen base of the season. The 1-1. Down and in, 2-1. Jorge Burgos, 0-2 on the day. We've seen some frustration from him as of late as he tries to break this slump. The pitch. Up high, 3-1. And Garcia continues to struggle with his command here. He goes over to the rosin bag, try to dust himself off. Interesting to see if he tries a pickoff move towards second again, as the last time he threw it into center field. Three balls, one strike. And Burgos skies it high in foul territory, giving chase are multiple fireflies right on the edge of the dugout. And Jaquez falling back into fair territory or into play puts it away for out number two. So Burgos's rough streak at the dish continues. As he is only batting .214 in the last 10 games. And going to try and break that spell. Tolentino takes a pitch inside for ball one as the rain continues to come down here. The 1-0. Cats need some runs here. As Tolentino fights it off down the third baseline, Jaquez giving chase toward the tarp, and it'll land right next to my boss for a foul ball. The rain beginning to dump, visibly showing all over the field. Herribert Garcia trying to get out of it without allowing that runner from second to score, the 1-1. Down and in. Two balls, one strike. Tolentino trying to keep this inning alive for the Hillcats. The pitch from Garcia. Fouled off again. Jaquez getting a workout over there at third base in this inning. Lets it fall into the bullpen for strike two. And Tolentino will try to grab a bit more pine tar or sticky stuff and dry off his bat, as it looked like it slipped out of his hands there. It's not a heavy rain right now, but there is a lot of it coming down, which is enough to make things slick. You can see a couple puddles forming on the batter's circle. The 2-2 now. And Tolentino fouls it off again to stay alive. Hillcats trying to make sure they crawl their way back into this to at least tie it before the tarp gets pulled, if it does. Now the pitch from Garcia as he steps off. The 2-2 pitch. Tolentino fights it off again to stay alive. So a long at-bat here for the left-handed hitting Tolentino, who comes in riding an 8-game hit streak. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch from Garcia. Cut on and missed. And Tolentino goes down on strikes to end the sixth. We head to the seventh as we will continue to play on. Be right back after this timeout. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code HILLCATS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Top of the seventh now, Hillcats down 3-1, and the rain continues to dump here at Bank of the James Stadium. Puddles beginning to form non-dirt or grass surfaces, as the umpires had at one point sent the teams off the field before the bottom half of the sixth, before calling them back on. As Franco Alleman will return for his third inning of relief, after a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. He'll face Rivera, Town, and Jaquez. Our game will continue. Nicer weather expected for the rest of this weekend, but it is Lynchburg, so anything could happen. First pitch here to Rivera. He squares around a bunt right out in front of home plate. Alleman can't field it cleanly. And Rivera aboard with a bunt single. It's the second bunt base hit for these Fireflies this evening. You don't have your tickets yet for Saturday and Sunday. You can go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or stop by the box office to pick up yours today. Should be fun. First responders night at the ballpark tomorrow. Another Firefly squaring around a bunt takes outside for ball one. Maybe trying to take advantage of this wet weather and force an error. Runner on first. Nobody out here. 1-0. Square around. Pop up as Paz with a diving play. Richard Paz leaping up out of his crouch, laying out and landing first, face first in the grass. Retires River Town for out number one. That's as good of a play from a catcher that you will see as he gets back up and gets a nice ovation from the crowd behind home plate. That would have dropped. That would have been another base hit for the Fireflies. Rubendi Jaquez now. He's reached base all three times he's been to the dish. He squares around a bunt, goes down the third base line, and the Fireflies are just playing small ball here, and much to the chagrin of the fans here in Lynchburg. Three batters, three bunts, as Jaquez is now 3-for-3 and gives way to Darryl Collins. Runners on first and second, one away. Saw the Fireflies working on some bunting the other day. Another square around, this one to the backstop, as Paz was ready to hop up out of his crouch. And now the runners are in scoring position with one away. As the rain picks up, and now the umpires will send them all off the field and call out the tarp as we head to a rain delay, which might be the best case scenario if you are the Hillcats. Umpires are saying to hold on as we have some words going on between Jake Fox and Tony Pena Jr. about all this bunting going on this inning, as Fox was not a fan. And the rain coming down and the tarp being pulled. The umpires did tell the Hillcats to stay put, as grounds crew is out on the field and the pull begins. Trying to get it before the downpour ruins the field. As it's really picking up now. And they get it covered here in time. A great job by the grounds crew here in Lynchburg. One of the best, and not just the Carolina League, but all of minor league baseball. As I may be a little biased, but folks, the size of that team and the effort that they put in, and the field conditions that they have night in and night out, sets them apart from the rest. As the field is covered here, we head to a rain delay, as we will step aside and we'll hope to bring you the remainder of tonight's ball game at some point this evening. Right now, a 3-1 Fireflies lead. And we had to arrange it. We hope to be back, but if not, I'm Jason Prill saying see you later, and go Hillcats.